Leron Hirschkorn here, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast, and this episode is the mindset component of the podcast. So I want to play a clip from you for somebody I consider a mentor. His name is Charlie Harari, and he puts out a daily podcast talking a lot about mindset. He's a very successful entrepreneur, and he talks about using goals to create systems. And one of the things that I've learned in business is just how important systems are if you're trying to achieve your goal. And personally, even, you know, recently I've wanted to lose a little bit of weight, and it was only until I put a system in place that I've been able to kind of easily follow something and lose the weight. And when you have systems in place for whether you want to grow in your business or achieve something personal, it's really about the systems that you implement. For example, if you want to work out on a daily basis and you block that time in your calendar and you put gym or workout, whatever it is, you're much more likely to do it when it's already blocked out on your calendar. You've created a system around it than just saying you're going to work out, right? And I truly believe that in business, the reason why I share, you know, mindset on the podcast is because your business is only going to grow as far as your personal, as your ability to break through your personal limited beliefs, your team's limited beliefs about what's possible. When you open your mind to what's possible and you have a growth mindset, you can grow much more than when you have a limited mindset. All the people who built great, amazing, iconic businesses sometimes were called the crazy ones for what they believed they could do. Jeff Bezos was told not to start Amazon because he already had a great job. And, you know, people like Steve Jobs, right? And these Elon Musk, these greats that sometimes have been called crazy for what they wanted to do is because they didn't have these limited beliefs. So I want you to hear this. It's an 8-minute podcast that Charlie just put out. I recommend you follow him, but that he put out around using goals to create systems and why that's so important. As always, the podcast is sponsored by incrementumdigital.com, where the growth engine for your brand on Amazon, as well as 8fig.com, which is your growth capital funding solution for your business. You can see the links in the show notes and enjoy this clip from Charlie Harari.
I want to talk to you about goals and systems, right? I think I read this in Atomic Habits, that you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Now, I want to share with you like what we're trying to build. So you see the larger picture here. Goals are really good, right? Visions, goals, they're great. They're exciting, right? If their goals become resolutions, they'll fail, in my opinion. What you're doing here, just to understand how this works, what you're trying to accomplish is using goals to create systems. What does that mean? Systems are how things function every single day, right? Systems is how society functions, right? Society needs systems. How traffic works, how the mass transit works, how pay taxes work, how the fire department works, how electricity works. Like if you think about your life is being supported by just massive amounts of interconnected systems. How you navigate your day is a system. It doesn't start. God created the world and he created the world in systems. You get up because you know the sun's rising and then setting. And then you mark your day off it. And then you mark your calendars off it for seasons. The moon has a pattern. The sun has a pattern. Food grows has a pattern. Everything has its season. King Solomon says there's a season for everything, right? And the reason why God created a world with season is because what he's doing is you can't function. You can't grow if you can't rely on things. Every day you're like, I don't know, is it going to rise today? Can you imagine life if you're not sure if there's going to be wheat in the winter or the summer, or if the sun's going to rise at 4 or at 9? Like you can't operate. The whole way, the platform of life is systems. Your life and your ability to grow to the next level, to continuously evolve, to continuously push yourself. Your eulogy or your vision may be different in a year from now. It may be more refined. That's how life works. As you grow, you should be growing in your vision, in your habits. You should be refining them. The 1% in year one should not be the 1% in year five. And the reason why for many of us, it's the same thing around and around is because we're in the world of resolution, so we don't really accomplish anything. So we're having the same goals. You're trying to lose the same 5 pounds. You're trying to be good to the same two kids. You're trying to, you know, get more active in your community. You're trying to learn. It's the same thing again and again. Why? Because every year you make the wrong resolutions. We all do it. It's normal. But if you're building the right habits, you know you're successful when the habits, the goals of today are translated to habits and they become systems. The habits that you're building in your brain, I want you to see it as like a system for life. And as you create new normal, and as you create new environments for yourself, and as you see the work that you're doing as really a new process, it's a process for how you eat, a process for how you operate, a process for when you wake up. If you study the lives of great people, and in the book, we have a whole chapter on this, they were so process-oriented. They woke up at the same time every day. They did this thing for 2 hours and then they took a break here and then they went this thing for 5 hours. And with rare exceptions, they break. Why? Because they knew that the way they were going to achieve greatness was when they were going to structure everything that needs to be structured. Remember, discipline, ego depletion, it applies to mental energy. Remember, Steve Jobs and his turtleneck jeans outfit. Remember that every time you allow yourself to be emotionally invested in something, to be invested in things that are taking you, you're losing the opportunity to dream, to start new things, to see new things. That applies in the easy stuff, but it also applies in your life. So if you're building a habit around when you wake up and what you do, and you hold it long enough, I want you to see that as the new system for how you wake up. It's locked. You're locking it into place. And now at some point, you're just going to get up then. There's a system you're building for how you prepare your food, a system you're building for how you respond to your family, a system you're building for when you study and what you're building systems. That's the goal here. Because you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Because on a regular rainy day in the winter, if you manage to get up at that same time, and do the exercise and pray and study and learn and be, and say the right thing. You manage to do all those things, not because you wanted to, because that's what you do. That's when the transformation becomes real. The transformation of your life is when the habits that you spend time putting into place and sticking with it and then creating new normals, all the stuff that we're talking about now at some point becomes the system, the process of how your life runs, so that you don't need the discipline, so that now your brain has the space to now look up and go, what do I want to accomplish now? I already do this. I already spend time with this child. Now I want to take it to the next level. I already study this much stuff. And now I want to study more or deeper. I already pray three times. I want to now understand the prayers. I already every day take time to think, gratitude, meditate, whatever. I'm already doing these things. How? Because I've put in my 1%. I put in my, and I've increased my 1%. I've put in my habits and I held them long enough, but we have to see it like what I'm doing is I'm building systems for my life. Structure. We think that structure doesn't create spontaneity. We're missing it. It absolutely does create spontaneity. You couldn't have an Apple iPhone if the sun didn't rise and set at the same time every day. And if there wasn't gravity, and if plastic didn't work the way it worked, and if computer chips didn't work the way you couldn't have a Tesla if computers and systems and hardware didn't operate the same time because you couldn't program anything. The greatest innovation doesn't come because someone's like sitting around staring into space. It comes because there's so much structure around them, so much structure, so much understanding of how things operate that then you can dream and do things and make connections in ways you couldn't make before. That's how life works. That's where your greatness will lie. It lies on the understanding that in order to achieve real greatness, you have to work to structure in step by step the stuff that you need to take care of today. And when that becomes part of your process, your systems, and you see it like that, it's baked in. You either revise it to make it better, which is going to help you grow, or it'll allow you the space and the energy to see the next big thing that you want and then build the process to get to that, right? You now, like if you look at the story of Tesla, till they got their first one off the factory line was forget about it. And now from what I see, they're building a Tesla every 30 seconds, lowering the prices, flooding the markets. How are they doing this? Because they built systems, and now they can dream. And you see your habits as you building your own human system. It'll only enable you to now reach out to more goals to make systems, more goals to create great, better process and grow and grow and grow in greatness. But if you see it that way going in, you're programming your life. It's kind of fun. It's not like you're dieting. See the difference between like, I don't really want to, but I have to diet. Okay, fine, I'll lose 20 pounds versus I'm now reprogramming my life so that I can create this incredible system called life to do great things.